Change of tech now here on the Health Report to headaches, but not just any headaches. Headaches which have plagued people regularly for years, weekly or even daily. And as you might imagine, that can be pretty depressing. And a study in Melbourne seems to be getting good results from treating both headache and depression together using non-drug therapy. Professor Paul Martin is Director of Psychology for Southern Health in Victoria.
Psychologists are remarkably good at treating headaches. In our last treatment study, even though we were working with a group of people who had had headaches for 24 years, the typical reduction in headaches by the end of treatment was 68%.
68%? And what sort of headaches are we talking about here?
All the common headaches. So we see people with migraine and with tension-type headache, and we find we get a very similar response with both.
Give me the typical story.
We don't take anyone into the study unless they get headaches at least once a week. Some people get very severe headaches once a week. Others get perhaps less severe headaches, but much more frequently. Some people we see have headaches all day, every day.
And prior to this study, what was the experience?
Psychologists first got involved in the headache field back in the early 70s with biofeedback training to help people learn to control them. So, for example, we'd put electrodes on muscles and people would be able to either see or hear how tense their muscles were. Given back then, we believed tension headaches were caused by muscle tension. Nowadays, we take a much broader approach and we train people in a whole range of different skills and encourage lifestyle change in a range of ways.
And tell me about this study.
This particular study focuses on people who suffer from both headaches and major depressive disorder, people who respond less well to treatment.
And cart and horse, headaches cause depression or are they coexisting?
We think generally it's bi-directional. So, I mean, if you get headaches, you're more likely to get depression. But if you get depressed, you're more likely to get headaches. I think it's easy to understand why people who are depressed respond less well to treatment for headaches, because the nature of depression is you're apathetic, lethargic, indecisive. That's the nature of depression, and that doesn't help you learn new skills and change your lifestyle. Part of the significance of the research is that headaches and depression are both individually very common problems. We're not doing a study on some very unusual, rare type of problem. We're doing research on a problem that's very, very common.
So what are you testing out in this study?
We've got a group of researchers together who have expertise in headaches and a group with expertise in depression, and we've essentially developed an integrated program for headaches and depression.
And the control group?
The control group's a waiting list control group, so they get no treatment initially. We assess them before and after a similar period to those that get treated, and then following that we offer them treatment.
And specifically, what treatment are they getting?
Well, as I said, it's an integrated approach, so they get the sorts of things we do with headaches, which is things like relaxation training, cognitive therapy to address maladaptive thoughts and underlying beliefs that are related to headaches. We spend time looking at managing the triggers of their headaches, teach them to cope with those triggers. And then on the depression side, again, this is fairly standard treatments for depression, so things like master and pleasure technique, where people are encouraged to spend more time doing things that they get a sense of enjoyment from and a sense of achievement from. Cognitive therapy, where we focus on maladaptive thoughts and underlying beliefs.
Right, such as, you know, everything's hopeless, I'm hopeless, nothing ever works out for me. Negative thoughts that you have, understandably, when you've got depression, but which don't reflect reality for that person.
There's usually an element of truth, but they're usually grossly exaggerated. So people have negative thoughts about themselves, about the world around them, and about the future. Well, obviously, we could all develop a few negative thoughts about ourselves, the world around us, and about the future. But depressed people carry it to extremes.
Now, you've done a preliminary study. What were the results of that?
We've analysed the early results, and we've certainly found that our combined approach is very effective for treating depression, and the early results are suggesting it's quite good for treating headaches. But they are early results. You know, we need more people in the trial before we can draw conclusions with any certainty.
You said quite effective for a headache. This was not overflowing with confidence.
Well, as I said, because it's early, it's a little hard to say. But looking at the early data, I wouldn't say we're getting quite such strong results with headaches as we have done working with people who have headaches and are not depressed. But we're certainly getting very significant results. I mean, obviously, the normal results we get are pretty stunning. If you think 8 sessions and, on average, your headaches are going down 68%, headaches you've had on average for 24 years. It's a very strong finding, and a much superior finding from what you'd get with any of the drug treatments available. Whereas the results we're looking at the moment, they look good, but they don't look quite as strong as that.
And how many sessions is it face-to-face that people are getting in the study?
It is face-to-face with a clinical psychologist and a total of 12 sessions.
And if somebody's listening and wants to take part, they have to be in Melbourne?
They do, yes. And the person to call would be Rachel Ayo. And Rachel's number is 03 for Melbourne, 9594-1483.
So phone that number and we'll have that number on our website. Paul Martin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks very much indeed, Norman.
Paul Martin is professor in the Department of Psychological Medicine at Monash University. That number again, if you want to participate in the trial, is 03-9594-1483. 03-9594-1483, and we'll have the number on our website. And speaking of website, that's where you can go to hear us again. We're on air three times each week, 8:30 on Monday mornings, 12:30 Tuesday mornings, and a shortened version of the programmes on ABC News Radio on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And you can go to our website to download a podcast anytime you like. That's abc.net.au/rn/health report. That's one word, abc.net.au/rn/health report. You can also audio stream us, and there are transcripts there going back many years, so it's a great resource for you. But don't go there just yet, because you've got to stay with Radio National, because there's still some great listening for you.